It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Recorded live from Orlando, Florida and Nashville, Tennessee, you're listening to The Dapper Danielle Show, starring Ian Wilson, Clarence Kelly, and now, here's your host, the one and only, The Dapper Danielle.
Hello and welcome to the Dapper Danielle Show. We are actually live on location in Nashville, Tennessee, of all places, because I am here, of course, with my other co-hosts, Clarence Kelly and Ian Wilson. And there have been, well, we've been debating and talking about a piece of news that is racking our brains.
The crime of the century, I think, is what you're describing,
Danielle.
The crime,
the Italian job of the themed entertainment world now, as we're calling it, right? And many of you are probably know about this. This news broke a couple of days ago, and there haven't been any additional updates. So we need to talk about it.
Because it was a professional.
It was a professional.
It was a professional attack, hit job on Disney property.
And to say we are so impressed, and that's why we're still talking about it now. And so this is not a normal episode for us, but we wanted to go ahead and talk about it because we were discussing it. And we were talking back and forth of like, oh, maybe they did this. Maybe this is what's happening. We're going to visualize this for you, and we're going to break this down in live time of what we think might have happened. This might get a little unhinged. Again, this is going to be a Breaking the Dapper Danielle Show report, and we'll be back to our normally scheduled programming here after this episode.
Yes, so basically how the show is going to play out is Danielle is going to read the news report to us, because I know some details. Ian knows some details.
Right.
We've all kind of done a little bit of research, but I haven't read like an actual report. I've just seen like the news videos. And then because it's so, there's so few details in the news report.
Right.
We're going to be kind of setting up on the flannel graph how we think things went down. So this is a flannel graph from probably the early 2000s, 1990s. Maybe the 70s. Who knows how old it is?
I don't know. The mold
used in Sunday
70s.
Schools, and now it's in my home. So we are going to
something you should know about this is that this is not surprising at all for the Dapper family. We have random things. You think the random Disney things is odd? Nay. We have a very eclectic collection, and so it makes sense that we have this in our home.
See how many weird stuff you can see, like how much weird stuff you can see in the background of all these shots, you know?
Yeah, the squirrel pillow is not weird at all, you know?
Exactly. Yes, it's perfect.
And in case you're wondering about our credentials, I would just like to state for the record that I have watched The Great Mouse Detective, and I feel very qualified to be explaining crime scenes, to be speculating on possible motives. I don't know if either of you would like to speak to your credentials
for
a true crime show episode, but I feel very well versed in this world, you know, the seedy underworld. I have been known to watch an episode of Miami Vice occasionally as well, too.
Well, so, as the lookalike of Penelope Garcia from Criminal Minds, I think I have more say than all of you do.
Okay, that's good. That's pretty good.
My credentials, my girlfriend and I watched The Italian Job recently, is in the live studio audience here.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to our live studio audience. Thank you.
But that's probably a great.
So, international angle. If there's an international angle on this crime
like
at all.
Whole, like, okay. We'll get into it. We'll see the similarities between that documentary and what happened in Disney Springs.
To be fair, I'm also, most of my time as a Disney frontline cast member was spent in Disney Springs. I was there when it transitioned between Downtown Disney to Disney Springs. I facilitated, I taught Traditions of Our Town, and I trained some of these cast members that worked over at Paddlefish. So I am a little more familiar with the Springs layout, and I think that's why I am still so intrigued by this, is because I'm still very connected with my cast member family that works in Disney Springs. And this is still something that they're talking about of like, how, why, what's going on? So that's why we're going to go ahead and visit this. Well, do you guys want me to go ahead and jump into the report real quick?
I would say quickly, I just want to point out before we jump to the story, to aid our viewers, we have employed several devices that will help you track the story. So Clarence is going to be using a rockin' roller coaster drumstick.
It still has the Disney MGM Studios branding on it. Wow. This is like pre-Hollywood Studios drumstick.
Vintage.
I will be using a Disneyland Resort kind of clear drumstick, fairy godmother-esque, that used to light up but does not light up anymore. And Danielle
I'm using my handy-dandy fiddle bow right here.
Yep. So just to help you follow along to gain added insights and clarity into this breaking news story. And without further ado, Danielle, let's hear what the police have to say, of course, and then we'll get into what really happened.
Well, what's interesting is I'm having a very hard time finding the actual police report. So everything is from the news networks. And this one in particular is actually from the New York Post, because I feel like, I don't know, they had a culmination of everybody's I know, not really the most reputable. But like the local Florida network, when this aired, they just said somebody wearing scuba gear. There was no other information. So this one came out about 24 hours after the incident occurred. And it says, a slippery thief decked out in a wetsuit and scuba gear swam off with up to $20,000 that he stole from the restaurant in Walt Disney World, Florida, according to police. The robbery allegedly... So what's interesting, I'm going to come back to this. The robber allegedly swam up to the Paddlefish restaurant, a replica steamboat, on a pond in Disney Springs. It's not really a pond. It's actually like an actual like body of water. Mm-hmm. And he stashed his wetsuit and scuba gear before he walked into the manager's office at the when they're putting all the stuff away in the safe at the end of the night. The suspect forced two employees to go into a corner of a room, tied them up, and told them to close their eyes. Law enforcement sources told the outlet the restaurant was closed at the time. Another news source I read said that the other employees were in the upstairs cleaning up, and these two people were downstairs putting it in the safe. And within 2 minutes, the thief was gone and had taken between $10,000 to $20,000 in cash within 2 minutes.
And didn't use a weapon. I read
no weapons were supposedly used. The only thing was that there is a picture of the thief, and I will pull that up right now.
Can I actually see it? I have not seen it.
You haven't seen this?
No.
So this right here is our suspect.
Okay.
He was wearing a scuba outfit. He's wearing goggles.
You have the info thing up.
Oops. So hold on. Sorry. What is going? People are texting me at the same time.
He looks like
he looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
No, he looks like Clarence, what's that video game?
You know what I'm BioShock? Talking
about? Yeah, BioShock. Yes. He looks like
a big daddy from BioShock.
Totally.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. So this moment is when he actually had
I'll edit a photo of that up so people can see what it is.
I got bears side by side. Uh-huh. So something to note is that this is the moment when he was staring into the security camera and he sprayed out the security camera with black spray paint. My question was, is this the only photo? Were there not more cameras in the safe room? Because typically in a restaurant or even a merchandise safe room, there are multiple. There's one facing the people, and then there's also one facing the safe itself. So where are these other shots? Did he get all of them? Is my question also. In addition to that, the speculation is, the report of him swimming away was reported as a tip off afterwards, but was never actually confirmed by the police.
Hmm. Okay.
That is only reported by one of the Florida local news networks. Somebody called in a tip saying that they saw somebody swimming away, but this took place after Disney Springs was closed.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney Springs does a pretty hard close at the end of the night. If they had an event maybe at Paddlefish, the last people are eating, this is maybe at 11 o'clock, between 11 o'clock and midnight.
Okay.
And
let's be honest too, recent news events, people swimming in Disney lakes, not really surprising. That weird. Not that surprising, to be honest, either. So was it a tip-off? Was it not? But can I actually see the picture again? Because
yes.
It's kind of interesting in this picture that he is not, or I guess it's a he, maybe it's a she. You can't really tell from the picture. But those are like, I mean, maybe it's a disguise. Those do not look like super scuba goggles. Like the wetsuit looks like a scuba wetsuit.
Right.
But then he's kind of got this loose hood that I feel like a scuba mask would go over. But those almost look like
those are latex gloves.
Well, on his eyes though, that looks more like a Olympic swimmer pair of goggles, yeah, type thing. Like
regular,
like just
goggles.
Yeah, right. That's not like one you'd have a big mask. You'd have like, you know, the
yeah,
apparatus
it doesn't have
to
the
breathe
cover
through
over
and everything.
Nose.
It just has the big windows that you would normally have as a scuba diver. So that,
but
again,
maybe the windows over the eyes would have revealed too much of their face.
True.
And you would have been able to see their eyes through it.
Maybe he's still, yeah,
these
I don't
are
know.
Just like a kind that they found that could hide
another
their eyes
report said that he was not wearing shoes. He was wearing
I
socks.
I did hear that. He was wearing socks. And maybe my thought is maybe there were swimming flippers that they took off when they got on the boat and then stashed or like just put somewhere and then put back on before they got back in the water.
Right.
That would be my guess.
Or are we speculating at this point? We're still going to the facts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a few thoughts on that.
Well, so I mean, that's kind of basically it, is that he just disappeared. The employees were not injured and they were able to free themselves. So he didn't do that good of a job tying them up. And they were the ones that called the police, but the suspect is still at large. So that also raises some concerns of he didn't use a weapon. They willingly went into the corner. They did not resist. And that much money was stolen. They didn't try to like close the safe behind him. He just said, get in the corner. And that was it.
I don't know. Honestly, if I was working at a restaurant for Disney, I'm just going to go on a limb and say, I have no loyalty to that company. It's not worth risking my life to someone comes up. I don't know if they're armed. I don't know if they're not. If they're like, hey, we're robbing. It's like, okay, you know what? Take the money.
You're fine.
There's insurance for paddlefish. I mean, they probably cleared $30,000, $50,000 that night in profit as like the restaurant. I mean,
right.
You know, like I mean, they're making a lot of money. So it's to me, I'm like, as an employee, I'd be like, sure. Yeah. Put me in the corner. Just don't hurt me. Whatever. Do what you gotta do. I'm not even going to try to stop you because it's not worth it for me.
Right.
So that part, I'm a little more like lenient towards the employees on, but yeah, I do feel like it's interesting. It sets up a lot of intrigue. So maybe we should now, before we kind of get into some of our theories about what could have happened, why maybe it was so easy to access the money, why the employees didn't resist, why he wasn't, I keep saying he, but I guess it's still, I'm just going to use he.
He was 5'10", is the also the height that we were given also. Okay. And we assume that he was a very slender build, and that's all that we know really about this person. So
the paddlefish thief. We'll get into theories about that, but maybe we could begin by setting up. I'm 6'1".
Oh, okay.
So two's tall to be the thief.
And he's a little taller than I am. I am 5'6".
I'm 6'2". So
pretty good alibis.
Pretty good alibis.
Whoa, rules us out. Yes. We weren't even anywhere near it. Yeah. Actually, no.
None of us.
I was actually... When did this happen? Hold on. I'm double checking when exactly this took place. This happened, was it the September 15th? I was at Disney Springs with our cousins.
September 15th, or was that when the article was published?
The article was published on the 16th.
So it probably happened the night of the
15th. I believe it happened the night of the 15th, which I was
in
Disney Springs.
Your cousins are Canadian.
They are.
I'm not saying that makes them more suspicious for any reason.
They are all much taller and do not fit this build either.
Okay, yes, good point. Good point. Alibis. Everyone has pretty good alibis.
We have pretty good alibis. So I can vouch for our immediate family and the activities that we were a part of that night.
So maybe I will pass this to you, Clarence.
Yeah,
and then Danielle, maybe you want to begin setting the scene for us here of what happened at Disney.
Well, I feel like there's a couple other questions that we have, and the main one is, how did he get away? Did he swim away? Was everything covered up and then he just walked off of paddlefish? Did he just swim onto paddlefish? Because again, that report of him swimming away was just a random tip off, but we don't actually have proof of that happening. right? So I also think, I think we need to set up a scene to explain where Paddlefish is in conjunction to Disney Springs.
Okay, so.
So there is in Disney Springs.
Obviously.
Yes, our water.
At Disney Springs.
This piece of land right over here is going to represent the bank immediately across from Paddlefish, which is actually Saratoga Springs Resort. Off to the far right side, we also have the dock location for the friendship boats, or the the Sasagula River boats that go up and down to Old Key West, Port Orleans Resort, and Saratoga Springs.
Yep. I'm already getting a good picture of this.
Wow. I think this is big. You know what? That actually matches this body of water right here perfectly. I think that's phenomenal. Great. Yes. We are going to use the arc to represent Paddlefish. Can we please put at an angle?
Kind of like that.
It's a sinking Paddlefish.
It's not sinking. It's up against the shore. I was thinking, you know, this is like too bright. Like, you know, it's nighttime.
Oh, it's nighttime. Wow.
So we need some good detail here to remind us what
we don't have
it
special
is.
Effects in the budget yet, so that's why we're doing this.
These are the special effects.
They're pretty impressive. Vintage special effects.
These are special and they are
effects. These are just old school.
Okay, what else do we need? So we have paddlefish, obviously.
Can we put some fish on the boat to make sure that it's relevant that is
good
the paddlefish?
Good point. Yep. So fish.
Fish.
More fish.
Fish.
These are the fish.
Perfect.
To show it is paddlefish.
Can we actually take those two planks right there? And can you put that at a diagonal over here off to the side? Because there is a walkway. There is the bridge right here that connects between
I see.
The side of Paddlefish over to Rainforest Cafe.
You're also blocking a little bit of the frame.
Yeah, okay.
Or
maybe this side.
Live audiences.
Maybe more down at a lower angle.
We're just setting it up.
So maybe some of it will be visible, some of it won't be.
Yeah, there you go. A little more that way.
Sort of like that?
Yeah, kind of like that. That's good.
Cool.
The walkway. Okay, what else do we need?
I think that's it so far.
Okay, so we have currently the thief arriving by water. Somewhere out here in the water. Some other things that are, I think, important to know is, okay, so the employees, they had their backs turned. They were on Paddlefish. So we'll just put them here to kind of represent them being on the boat, but their backs being turned.
Oh, you can take this moon shape to signify that they were slightly tied up. You can put that on their backs right there.
Kind of over their hands.
Maybe, we assume.
Their hands are tied in the moon. Okay. And then this looks like a sack of money.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll do the sack of money as kind of there.
Because it was between $10,000 and $20,000, which, I mean, if it was all bigger bills, that could be a lot. Wow.
Here, take this. Okay.
Do you need to add some context as well, too, here?
Yeah. So
okay,
actually,
I'll trade with you.
Hold this for me.
Dying on my mind here.
There goes my pointer stick.
Okay.
Yes, this is, okay. So here we have. Okay.
Oh, hold on. Pause for a second.
Okay.
Baby has to cross.
Baby has to
put her way up.
No, that has to keep in the video. Oh, we got a stinky one. I smelled it as it passed by.
Make sure everything's still going. Perfect. Wow. Yeah, that is a.
Might have a lot of audio.
No, there's nothing because that's what's attached
to
my mic.
That's what's attached
to
the lapel mic.
So it's fine.
Okay. So.
Okay.
So here's what we're doing. We've got a lot of like Disney Springs, just people enjoying.
Yes.
Those could be closing cast members to other restaurants because we know neighboring restaurants like the Boathouse, Terralina Crafted Italian. Those are all nearby and they're also closing at about the exact same time. So. Why did no other employee that's leaving see this happen?
That's a great question. Yeah. I'm intrigued by that. And then what else do we got? We got a chair. We got a lightning bolt. We got some more fish.
I feel like this is good.
We've got these are the maybe this is like the little car boats or something that are in the water.
Right.
Or just Humongo from Pinocchio or something.
There you go.
Okay. I feel like we've got a good...
Good place to start theorizing.
Good place to start,
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to set this here, but if we need more details, please let me know.
We have other accessories.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Okay, so first things first. As you can see from this very clear
this picture, isn't vague at all. It's great.
There are a lot of possible entry points for the paddlefish.
There are.
So, you know, when you think about being in scuba gear, let's just assume for the sake of argument that he swims to paddlefish restaurant via the water. There's a lot of places he could come in around Disney.
We don't
Springs.
Need that. We have it
I'm
here.
Giving additional visualization.
More visuals are great. So he could have gone in like maybe way over by like the Cirque du Soleil tent, kind of how there's like the Sasagula line that runs out that oh, side of the lake.
This, so we're assuming if he swam to the restaurant.
Exactly. If he swam to the restaurant, he could have entered over there. He could have come in kind of over by like Saratoga Springs. Seems unlikely that he would have come from Saratoga Springs because there's more cameras, there's more people.
Also, something I would like to note about all these reports is that nobody is giving a good picture visual of what paddlefish actually looks like. They're all doing like aerial footage. They're not pulling anything from the Disney website or even paddlefish. They don't have a flannel graph.
That's
so
probably the issue.
I have an additional photo, and this is what paddlefish looks like, right? Something I want to note is that there is a good amount of space between the water and the lower deck. The water is at a normal level right now. It's not over the top either. So it's not like he would have been very easily able to get onto the boat.
But are there like those emergency climbouts like they have? Like I feel like a lot of like docks and stuff have like, oh, if you
because
actually fall in, there's a
It's
a
not
spot
a real boat. It's actually a building that is not attached permanently to the water. So it doesn't have to have the same safety features that a normal boat does.
So Danielle's saying it would have been challenging for the paddlefish thief to enter the
to
paddlefish
get
restaurant
the boat.
From this side. He likely, or maybe not likely, but possibly would have had to have gotten out of the water either on the walkway or on the other side of paddlefish and then walked into the restaurant basically in his scuba suit instead of climbing out the outside clean exit, you know, or clean entry from the water side would have been more challenging.
Right.
Definitely.
One of the things I think that could be possible
is
and this would make sense why he didn't have shoes on would be actually like, you know, those like things in National Treasure, how it's like a little underwater, like they like hold it and it has like a little motor on it and they kind of zoom across.
Yeah,
that to me would make a lot of sense. And not saying that this is an expert's opinion, but I watched the new Italian Job. They use those things in the new Italian Job at the beginning when they're stealing the gold from Italy. The Italian Job. I mean, this is like the point of the movie.
Is there one that, wait, the new, like,
the new Italian Job with like Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that's the classic one.
No, the classic one's way older.
Oh, I didn't know there was one before. It's like,
you only know the other one.
I only know Marky Mark.
Okay, so the Mark Wahlberg one at the beginning, they blow the safe through, it falls into the water. They have those little tray things that they're catching it with the motors on.
Yeah.
And but same thing as National Treasure when he jumps off the Enterprise in New York.
My just a side fact, my favorite Mark Wahlberg quote is that he believes he could have stopped 9/11 if he was on the plane.
All right.
Just a
fun
fact about Mark Wahlberg. He thinks he can stop the hijacking.
What's Mark Wahlberg's height?
5'10"?
He knows how to use the underwater things. But basically,
does Nick Cage.
If this guy has one of those things, he could have come from way over and used
that to make his way up. That waterway connects so far down all the way to Old Key West. I mean, it connects down there.
You can get onto the golf course, sneak across the golf course, jump in. I mean, there's a lot of entry points to that waterway.
There are also a lack of cameras as you go further down that way. The only thing I would say to that is that there is no like subtle access from all of those main waterways, the rivers. It's actually a 9-foot drop, and that's to deter the amount of gators in those waterways. Because gators like to slowly enter and exit into water points. So they have a more steep drop off. So that way it deters wildlife.
True.
Fascinating.
So I kind of doubt him going all the way over there. But there is also a water dock way down the way behind Saratoga. And that does have some ramps and everything like that because it's the dry dock for the Sasagula River boats.
Fascinating. Okay. So here's what's happening.
Okay.
So it's late at night. Disney Springs is closing.
Yes.
And so you have all these people that are just like, let's leave. Let's not look at anything. Let's not be aware of our surroundings and just leave Disney Springs. Bye. They all go home. Those are the guests. And then we have, so of course, dude is swimming up. He comes up to these people. He's like, okay, I need y'all to
put them up like
turn
this.
Around. Yeah, hands up, put just up like this. This. And then he makes them, obviously they're tied up here, and he goes down here and he's like, yeah, okay, ooh, money for me? Yes, indeed. He grabs his money. These people are just like, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll turn around and not look. That's
for
fine.
For 2 whole minutes.
Like, here's the thing. I would comply, probably, if I was in this situation. But would I not open my eyes? I feel
would
like
you
I would.
Stop hearing something? Like.
I guess. Like, I feel like I would look and I would want to see what's going on. But right? So anyway, these people are just the most docile employees you've ever met. And then he goes in the water. And he disappears. And so
you're a believer here's the,
of the swimming away
the question. Into the water. I think he got back in the water, personally.
After stealing the money, yeah. His exit strategy was to get back into the water, not to exit via land or... Yeah, yes. Okay, continue with that. Basically, we have a couple of...
So here's my thought. I think for him to know where... maybe he just knew, like, found the schematics online or something for Paddlefish, like how things were built. Maybe he knew
the restaurant itself is older. It previously was Fulton's Crab House. It was another restaurant before that. It's been around in downtown Disney Springs since the 80s, if not the very late 70s. So it has been there. The base of it has not changed. It went through a major refurbishment when it switched and updated to Paddlefish. That's where I don't even know if he entered the water.
You think he might have walked?
He came
into the restaurant via land, even though he was in a scuba suit.
I actually think he worked at the restaurant.
Okay. My inside job.
I think this was completely an inside job. Hmm. My reasoning for that is that if he knew, number one, that there was going to be that much cash deposited into the safe, that means that is extra cash and it has to be wait to be picked up the next morning, right? Usually is how it would be. So that means there either was an event that night. It was an event where they knew there would not be as many credit card transactions. So maybe it would, like, there's usually a large cash influx when there's a lot more international tourists. Was it a convention? Was it a special, like, happy hour bar night happening on the top section of Paddlefish? Like, they host a lot of evening private parties up there. Mm-hmm. Was it a cash-only event? Mm. And so how did he know that information? And how did he know that there was only going to be 2 employees? I mean, to be fair, that's kind of the rule for most dropping money situations because you can't have too many people there, not too many eyes watching all this transpire. Right. But like in any other merchandise location, especially for a Disney owned operate location, you're going to run into other leadership. You have 2 people in charge of your store and your cash drops, but you're going to see other people, yeah. Right?
Here's another question. Does Paddlefish split tips? And are they pooled tips? Do they keep their own tips?
That is
and
a good question.
Are they turned in at the end of the night as part of the cash?
That is a really good question. That I do not know because I do not have any friends that currently work over at Paddlefish. If you could confirm for us, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Unless you can't confirm for us because that's currently under investigation. Or that whole system's going to change. Yeah. Maybe. Never mind. The whole the tipping system's changing. But... supposedly there were, even though there were no guests, there were other employees and they were supposedly cleaning on the top floors. So it is kind of broken up into a, like there's 3 floors where guests usually are, the very top one, the middle and the bottom. And we assume that the bottom is down here in the back kitchen areas. Mm-hmm. And that's where this was deposited at. You'll notice there's not that much entry to the boat except for the very front. Mm-hmm. So that means he would have been easily viewed. There are security cameras
but
over here on the bridge.
The it doesn't face the main walkways of Disney Springs.
No, yeah. It does.
The paddle faces that.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's Georgiana.
The front is a little more private.
Yeah, the front of the boat.
You're right.
Faces out towards the water.
It does.
Uh-huh.
So that especially if he came on the outside of it from the water, he could, in theory, have kind of slinked his way in or whatever. And it not crazy, but right. The inside job is interesting because it does leave a lot more things open about, okay, if he just comes up, all he is doing is, in theory, spray painting cameras to cover up the fact that maybe the manager and the two employees put it in a backpack and just put it in the employee section. Then this dude just jumps in the water with nothing, swims away, gets away scot-free. Hubbub comes around. Everyone's checking everything out. Oh my gosh, we can't find the money. Great. No big deal. Okay, everybody go home. You just take your backpack and go home, and it's got the $20K in it.
Or
no problem, you know?
Did the money just get thrown overboard for him to come back to later?
I don't know. Doesn't Disney have dive teams?
Disney does have dive teams. There is also a third party dive team that comes and cleans out the waterways.
Okay, so I feel like
we just need to get one in there.
Well, I feel like immediately afterwards, Disney dive team probably would have checked the next day.
Probably.
You
would think.
I would think, but then again, maybe the bureaucracy of Disney keeps it all in a bind. Mm-hmm.
Most of the dive teams are also recreation too. There's no recreation connection over here to Disney Springs. Most of those dive teams are part of Lake Patrol and recreation.
There's Lake Patrol on on Sasagula?
There is no Lake Patrol because there is no longer recreation. It is now transportation because of Sasagula riverboats. Because there's no boat rentals out of these locations anymore.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I just think it's, to me, if I was stealing $10,000 to $20,000, I would not throw it in the water and just be like, I'll come back and get it later. Like that that feels like a lot of work down the drain if you're going to steal the money to just ditch it and hope to come back to
it. So we do think he walked with it.
I think the paddlefish thief walked away with it. I think went through the water too. I mean, maybe it's just I want that to be the case, but I think water entry onto the boat, I don't think it was an inside job. I think it was just I know that Disney employees are not going to put up too much of a fight because why?
Maybe he was an ex-employee.
Maybe it was an ex-employee, had some inside knowledge. That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Takes the money, jumps in the water, swims away.
Probably.
Yeah.
Now, my next question is, do you have an idea of where he could have swam off to? I have theories. And my theory is that he didn't head towards Saratoga. He would have swam directly next to that waterway towards the Sasagula riverboats. Well, let me make sure I'm going to this right way. Yes. So then if you look at this map right here, that waterway does connect underneath the bridge to the catchment pond that is immediately next to the road to get to I-4.
I think that's a possibility.
Possibly.
I think whoever did this was probably aware of which direction had the least amount of cameras.
Right.
Yes.
With how they knew that where the paddlefish cameras were and to bring spray paint for that. I think
there are a lot of cameras over here
that would be
at that cross point.
My concern is that he would be caught coming out of the water somewhere on CCTV.
Mm-hmm. So we think he headed in the opposite direction towards the golf course where there's the least amount of cameras.
I almost think yes. I think he probably came from either the golf course or that parking lot way past Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think because it gets really dark over there.
Mm-hmm. There is.
It is easier to hide. There's a lot of trees. There's a lot of brush.
Because that's the edge of the golf course. Like it's golf course is there. The parking lot is right there.
Could have ditched, taken off the wetsuit in that area. Maybe the reason they didn't have shoes was to the shoes were stashed before he got in the water. Maybe he put on his little flippers if he had them.
Right.
And then got up on into the boat, took off his flippers if he had them, and then put them back on, got back in the water, swam back, and then had his stuff hidden, maybe in a bush somewhere.
Probably.
And took the wetsuit off, put it in a backpack. Could have easily just got up in regular street clothes, walked to the parking lot.
You look like every other, because down over on that far side where the golf course is, the next closest restaurant is the House of Blues.
Uh-huh.
Who's to say there wasn't an event?
Yeah, if there was a show going on,
was
getting
there a show
late,
going on that night,
there's
too.
There's always concerts going on at the House of Blues. There's always people down at that end. It's always busy, even late at night.
And you just have to act like one of the little tipsy woohoo girls, just waddle yourself on out. And really, it could just be a scuba wet dive rash, and that's why you're walking funny, and you just have to blend in with everybody else walking out of there.
That would be my guess, is he swam down there.
Yeah, I like personally. That too. I think especially too, if he does have the little underwater thing, he's not as limited by like...
Do we know how much this cost? Okay.
We'll throw it up on screen here.
Yeah. If we do... Okay, now with that theory...
I also want to see... I would love to know a visual of what $10,000 in cash would be size and weight-wise. Because with scuba gear, the cash... It's a lot to manage, especially to like discreetly get out of the water. I'm thinking like,
I assume there was a lot of 20s
or out of the, you know, water at the end. That's just like clunky. That's a lot to be like, you can't just,
I do think $10,000-$20,000 though, you could fit inside of like two briefcases, maybe one. Yeah, briefcase. I've watched enough Mr. Beast videos to see like when he pulls out like $10,000 for, and it's just one briefcase.
That's true.
You know,
but they're all in the hundreds though.
Probably.
So it could be four.
So
times.
That's a lot.
Five. Or it's all 20s. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or all 20s, possibly.
Or all ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Mr. Beast does. It's all fake money in as those that's... videos. So maybe it's not even accurate.
Maybe.
But yeah, I feel like that to me is interesting, thinking about like getting out
can
of the water.
Can you bring the picture of him back up?
Yes, I can.
I'm interested to see if we can look at the picture and see if he had a backpack. Of some sort.
Yeah, well, we can't tell if that is the trash can in the back or if that is a canister or what that is over here behind him.
Okay. Yeah.
See what I mean?
Take a closer look.
Enhance. Zoom in.
I don't know. That's tough.
Do we feel like this is a shoulder strap here?
Like, he probably had a Lululemon Bagu bag, and it was strafed over this way.
Yeah, like it looks like he's holding something in his left hand.
Yeah,
those look like the backside of flippers.
Or I was gonna say like a mask, like if he did have a bigger helmet on, maybe a mask, something like that.
Because from what we understand, from some of the reports, he did not keep that over top of him the entire time. Someone also said a report of a like. Knitted blue beanie was also used. So that
he does have blue gloves too, which is right, kind of interesting.
Well, so I'm like, was that underneath gloves, right? Did he take off the scuba piece, put on the beanie to be able to complete the job so we could see and not have impaired vision? But then that also takes away from your 2 minute time frame.
True.
Yeah, 2 minutes is fast.
That is really fast.
Like,
which could also, if again, to Danielle's theory of an inside job, again, maybe the reason why the employees were so docile and he was able to have the safe open and everything was because they knew him. If he was working there or something, it would have been like, oh, a familiar face. Like, it's not weird that Joe or whatever is here. Hey, Joe. Oh, wait, Joe, you're telling me to turn around and be in the corner and you're taking the money.
But
Joe,
they would have caught him on camera, though, because they would have recognized his face, though.
True.
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Know, though, like when the money's being dropped, I feel like that makes it to where it is someone who either has experience there or knows someone there and was able to get that information.
And most of the money, if this is extra and additional funds were being put into that, to that safe, right? There's a lot of money that stays in that safe the entire time to be able to create change for these restaurants. So how many of these were already pre-bound bills in 50s and 100s and 20s?
Oh yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
So did he already know the minimum count to guarantee that he was going to make it worth his while because he knew how much was going to be at the bare minimum in that safe?
Which could be like the $10,000. That could be why they give the 10 to 20,000, because it's like, well, we know there's at least 10,000 because that's what we keep in the
safe.
So
if all the wrapped bills are gone, it's at least 10,000
that we collected. Probably between like $7,000 and $10,000 in tips and the cost of the event. It's like, okay, so we know it's between 20 and 10 somewhere in there, you know. Right. So, but not an exact count. I don't know. It's very, very interesting, and I don't know. I mean, maybe more details will emerge. Maybe he will just continue to be at large. Maybe there will be other thefts that come. I mean,
I think what the general consensus is that out of all of this information that's coming up, everybody is very impressed, more so than anything else.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Is the, it's not Bubsy. Who's the animatronic that got stolen out of Epcot a few years ago.
It's not Buddy. Is it Buddy? No.
I cannot remember.
Cranium Commando.
Yes, from Cranium Command. Out of the Wonders of Life Pavilion.
Yes, he was stolen out of there.
Buzzy. Thank you from our in studio audience. Okay, so I was close with Bubsy.
You were close.
Bubsy.
And I said Buddy.
Bubsy's
one of the
video
two.
Video game character. Buzzy. Yes. This reminds me a lot of when Buzzy got stolen and disappeared, because people don't know if it was like the Imagineers taking him and nobody reported it, because there are actual police reports that he was taken.
Right.
And so there's a lot of confusion around him disappearing. And so it feels like that one also feels like an inside job.
Oh, it totally does.
Like knowing like where to cut.
You know, they just released a documentary about that.
Who did?
I don't know. Just these people, I guess they got together. It's all these people that are banned from Disney property because they were the ones that would sneak onto attractions in the 80s and 90s. And then they talk about all this stolen stuff. And I'm not saying that you should look it up and like give them money, but I'm intrigued by it. And I need to look into this a little bit.
I would check it out. Yeah. Maybe we talk about Buzzy in an episode at some point. I feel like it's a really cool.
Yeah.
Interesting topic,
right?
Especially like urban exploration in Disney World,
and how you should not do it.
You shouldn't. We do not condone it.
We might make future episodes about it.
I might watch the videos and think it's really cool.
It's important
for you, bro. Not for us.
To understand how to respect the law, and in order to respect the law, you have to know how to break the law.
Yeah, yeah. It's
so
just learning.
We just educational. Yeah. Okay, so final thoughts maybe to wrap
up. Yes, final thoughts to wrap this up.
A closing thought that I think is very interesting.
Okay, yes. I say everybody go through. Claire, you want to start off, Ian, for closing thoughts, and we'll give our final opinions on this mystery and this wetsuit thief that's still at large.
Okay, closing thoughts. I believe water entry, water exit, possible inside knowledge, but not inside job necessarily. I don't know if the managers were really aware of it. Very interesting. Excited to see more details. My closing thought is I would maybe not encourage, but be very amused if someone showed up to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party dressed as the paddlefish thief. I think that would be hysterical. Very cheap costume. All you need is blue gloves, some black, and some little swim goggles.
You cannot wear a face covering over the age of 12, by the way. So that is not allowed.
Just bring some goggles on your head.
You could just wear a full wetsuit.
Full wetsuit up to the neck.
Maybe a black hat.
I would be amused. I'd be very amused.
I'm sure Disney security would not be amused.
Final thought.
I think that's really funny. I like that. That's a great idea. My thought, yes, I think water entry and exit. I think he went down by the golf course or down by the Cirque du Soleil parking lot. I think he went, swam down there and came out and in from over there, had a car over there somewhere to get out easily. I think I'm really torn on like the inside job part. I don't know. I think they definitely had inside information.
Yes.
I think that's undeniable.
Yes.
They knew a lot about when the money was being dropped, where it was going. I think that's an interesting thought. Studio audience said maybe a boat captain
from the Sasagula, who would know those waterways better than anybody else.
I think that is a very interesting idea we haven't explored, but
how many 5'10" boat captains out there?
Probably a bunch.
And they probably, because those windows are all lit up at night. Who's to say a boat captain can't see them dropping money every single night, and they see a pattern over and over again?
It's true. And maybe meet somebody over there. Yeah, I think at the very least, someone had a lot of information, knew the layout, knew what they were doing,
right?
Had planned this for a while beforehand. And you know, if they never get caught, it's a great story. And if they do get caught, like, okay, cool.
It's another...
I don't want to admit that I'm cheering them on, but I think it's pretty cool, and I'm very impressed.
It's one of those things of, like, it is another Florida Man story. It's 100% this would not happen anywhere else except for in Central Florida.
And Venice.
And Venice. Accurate. Okay, so my final thoughts are, I do believe this is an inside job. And I think he entered in through the restaurant from dry land, switched into the
sweatsuit. He's obviously wet in that photo.
You don't think, do you think so?
I think so.
I don't know if he is.
I can see it. I can see it being dry. I mean, I think the head covering looks a little wet, but it could just be slinky, you know, kind of polyester.
Because what if he stored in somewhere in the restaurant his items? That's why he was still wearing the socks and then just switched out and then jumped into the water with the items. I could see more likely somebody exiting off the boat, but not necessarily entering onto the boat from the waterway.
That just seems challenging to me because I feel like if you have to store scuba tanks if you're going to go underwater, which is a lot of big space, big thing to store. And then also, too, if you don't have your scuba tanks ready or your little underwater zoomie vehicle, you're going to have to swim a big, long way.
But we don't know if there was a scuba tank involved.
I don't think there was any scuba gear involved, personally.
I think it was just the wetsuit and maybe flippers at the most.
I think,
but that's a long swim. And to come up for air, dunk, all the way down
to the It's so dark. And that water is so dark.
Yeah, it's very murky.
I just feel like...
Very brackish.
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't, to me... I've seen the Italian job, okay? They do it with scuba gear. They don't go boom, boom, boom through Venice.
I also think one of these employees is the one that either gave away information and or knows the person. Because if it was close to $20,000 split down the middle between two people, I think that's doable. That's a lot of money. That's
alternate theory. They're just good at tech, and they just uploaded a video of someone spray painting the camera, and the paddle boat thief doesn't exist. It's just they just took the money, and then they call in saying, "Hey, someone spray painted the cameras and took the money."
It's AI. There we did. We solved it. It's AI. Wow.
You know, that actually did cross my mind as I'm reading this, and I'm like. I don't know if there even was somebody that left the restaurant. What if the money just went missing and these two, there never was a guy in the water. What if it was just these two?
Two employees standing there with $100 bills falling out of their pocket. Yeah, we saw someone come and take the money.
They tied us up.
No, it just goes in a black trash bag.
We were
over
able
there.
To untie ourselves, so that's why we're not tied now.
No, or... It was put in a black trash bag and it was taken to the trash compactor that's located over there between T-Rex and they went away over into the Lime Garage and it went escaped by land.
A T-Rex did it. That's it.
No, the restaurant. An employee. You just take the money, put it in the trash. Yeah. Anyway. Yes.
Perfect. I'm glad we solved this case.
Not really. But we at least gave our theories. We do not support or condone these actions, but we are very impressed is the overall consensus. So if you have any opinions on this, we would actually love to know that. Make sure you reach out to us over at the Dapper Danielle podcast or
podcast at the Dapper Danielle.com.
Thank you, Clarence, for adjusting that. It is podcast at the Dapper Danielle.com. Make sure you leave us your opinions. Go ahead and give us a review, give us a rating on this episode. Again, this is not a normal episode for us just because we're here all together in one spot. And we'll be back to our normal schedule programming in the next episode as well. So anything else to add?
Nope.
Oh, another quick thing to add is that Ian actually just came back from our book signing over in Chicago. And thank you guys so much, Chicago and Naperville. You guys were fantastic. We really appreciate it. It was a very successful book signing. And we will be scheduling another one here very soon, possibly in Florida. Again, we'll be doing another Orlando one. More information to come in the upcoming episodes.
All right. Perfect.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think we've covered it.
This has been a true crime episode of the Dapper Danielle Show.
We're true crime podcasts now. So
anyway, till next time, night night, sleep tight, dream of churros tonight.